Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moir of David Tzvi ben Avi Yosef, as well as for the safety of the hostages and the safety of the Chayalim. Today's daf was Bava Metzia daf Lamed Aleph. We left off at the words Amar Rava, a couple of lines down on Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, on the sixth line. Amar Rava. Here we go. Gutevach to Yaakov, Moshe David HaKohen, Reuven from Harrisburg, David Yoshua, Tzvika, Reb Zalman from West Orange, great to see Reb Zalman, Rav Dov Binyamin, Ben Shneir Zalman Dan HaKohen, Dr. Joe, I think that's Avram David and Avram Chaim. Okay. Gutevach, here we go. Amar Rava. The Torah says, "By aveda v'chein ta'aseh l'chol avedas achicha l'rabos avedas karka." Even if someone is losing land, you're obligated to return it to him. Says the Gemara, meaning if you see his land about to get destroyed, we just had the brice at the end of yesterday's daf. If you see somebody's land being destroyed, you have an obligation to try to save it. So you learn that from l'chol. Amalei Rav Chanani l'Rava. Oh, the brice that we just had is a riot to you. Tanim sayelach. And if you see a river about to go over its boundaries and destroy somebody's field, go to Bifnei, put up a fence, put some sandbags up there. You're responsible to save his field from being destroyed. Oh, so you see, Hashavas Aveda applies to Karka as well. Agutavach, Reb Mordechai. So, Amar Le, Rava said back to Rechananya, that ain't no raya. That's not a good proof to me. Omrin. No, that case of where you're supposed to protect the guy's field, that's where he has sheaves of wheat on the ground in the field. That's what you're protecting. Not the karka, but the metatlin, sheaves of wheat, says the Gemara. Idik omrin, my lemeimer. So what's the chiddush? So obviously you're obligated to protect that. Lo tzricha, this way omrin de tzricha la'ara. No. The sheaves are attached to the ground. The gutevach to Avram Zev, great to see you. The sheaves are, and Svika, gutevach. The sheaves are attached to the ground. So you might have thought, Ma'u desema came into Tzrichi la'ara, since they're attached to the ground, kigufa da'ara dami, they're like ground, and therefore you're not obligated to save them. Kamash malan, that even though they're attached to the ground, since they are not the actual ground, so they have, as far as this halach is concerned, they have the status of metatlin, and therefore you're obligated to save them. The Ritva writes in this Gemara, we're talking about wheat that does need to be attached to the ground a little bit. You want to leave it there until it fully dries out. And the chiddush of the price is that it's not considered to be part of the ground. However, wheat that's mamish just started growing, everyone agrees it has the status of karka. And this whole thing is just a rejection because lahalacha, the Ritva writes, even karka you're obligated to save. And the Evan Ha'azeli writes that maybe since the water is going to destroy the plants in the field, and that stuff, once it gets separated, is going to be destroyed, so it's still considered to be metatlin. But most authorities assume, even karka, you're obligated to prevent somebody from loss. Let's continue. The Mishnah said, Matza chamar upara, roin baderech. If you find a donkey or a cow grazing along the road, so that's not considered to be lost. You assume that the owner knew what it was there. So the next few lines of Gemara are assuming as follows, that there's two factors here. There's one, the fact that it's grazing and not running, and then there's another factor, the fact that it's on the road and it's not amongst the vineyards. So it sounds like both factors. So the Gemara says, if you learn it that way, so then we have a major problem. What's the problem? Hagufakasha. So the Mishnah contradicts itself. Why? Amrit matzachamar upara ro'in baderech einzu aveda. Sounds like if it's grazing and it's on the road, that's not considered to be lost. That sounds like it's not lost only if you have both factors. It's grazing and not running, and it's on the road and it's not in the vineyards. Ha, but if you only had one of the factors, it sounds like, ha ratza baderech, if it was running on the road, or viroa ben akrum, and it was grazing, but it was in the vineyards, then maybe it's going to get injured over there from the branches of the vineyards. Have aveda, that would be considered to be lost if you just had one factor. You need two factors for it not to be considered lost. With one factor, it's considered to be lost, says the Gemara, Ema Seifa. But look at the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah implies exactly the opposite. What does it say in the end? If you have both factors bad, namely it's running through the vineyards, that's a problem. With the implications, if it's one factor, it's good. It's not an aveda. Ema Seifa, Chamor v'kelev afukin, para v'rotza min akrum. A cow that's running in the vineyards, Harezu aveda. Sounds like only if both factors are bad, it's an aveda. But if you have one factor, it's good. Ratza ben akramu davi aveda. If it's running in the vineyards, it's a problem. Ha ratza baderech. But if it's running on the road, viro ben akram, or if it's just grazing in the vineyards, einzu aveda. So the Gemara answers, Amar Abaye, Yagida love Reo. No, we need the Reisha to teach Halacha to the Seifa, and the Seifa to teach Halacha to the Reisha. Tana in the Reisha, Roe Baderech, Dolo Havi Aveda. If it's grazing along the path, it's not an Aveda, Vahu Adin Leroa Ben Akramim. As long as it's not running, it's just grazing, even if it's just grazing in one place in the vineyards, we're not worried. It's because it's grazing. And from the Seifa, we'll learn that if it's running, it's always a problem. Tana ratzim in akram daved, hu adin l'ratzim baderech. Even if it's running along the road, that's also considered to be an aveda. Why? Because it's running. It's running and nobody's watching it. So it could keep on running and running and running. And it's obviously going to get lost if it keeps running and running and running. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehachon Nihyeh Vara. Says the Gemara, really? Amalei Rava, I Yagidol of Reo, if that's really what the Mishnah wanted to tell us, Lisne Kilsa, V'Koshikin Chamirta, the Mishnah should have listed the bigger Chiddush, and we would have known, Kavachomer, the smaller Chiddush. Lisne, it should have said, Ratza Baderech Tehave Aveda, running along the ways in Aveda, Koshikin Ratza Ben Akram, Kavachomer running in the vineyards. For Lisne Roa Ben Akram, I'm talking about, and it should have listed just grazing in the vineyards, the Lohavi Aveda, Kolshkin Roa Baderech. Kavachomer, if it's grazing along the field or along the road, it's not an Aveda. So therefore, that's not the correct answer. So we're back to our original Kasha. Rava does not like Abaye's answer. So Rava, therefore, offers a different solution to the contradiction. Let's remember, the contradiction is, in the Reisha of the Mishnah says, if you have two good factors, it's not an Aveda. In the Sefer, it says if you have two bad factors, it is an Aveda. Well, what about one and one? So there's a contradiction. So says the Gemara, El Amarava, Ratza Aratza Lokasha. The contradiction that the Reisha sounds like, if it's running along the road, it would be an Aveda. But in the Sefer, it sounds like if it's running on the road, it would not be an Aveda. What's the answer to that contradiction? Lokasha. Ha, the Reisha that says running along the road would be an Aveda, da apal gabi dabra. That's if it's running towards the desert. The ha, the Seifa, that sounds like if it's running on the road, it's not an Aveda, da apal gabi masa, it's running towards the city. So if it's running towards the city, so then it's not a problem. Somebody will see it and find it. What about roa aroa, the stira between if it's grazing? Right, the second stira is that the Reisha sounds like if it's grazing in the vineyards, it is an Aveda, but in the Seifa, it sounds like if it's grazing in the vineyards, it's not an Aveda. Nami lo kasha, kan b'avedas gufa, the Seifa, where it says grazing in the vineyards is not an Aveda, that's talking about whether or not the ox, it's the cow itself is an Aveda. You're not going to be obligated to return because it's just standing in one place. We're not worried that it's going to get damaged. The Khan, but in the Reisha, that the Diak was, if it's grazing in the vineyards, it would be a problem. It is an Aveda. Bavedas Karka, we're afraid that the land is going to get damaged by the animal eating from the vineyard. Ki katani roa baderech lo havi aveda. This that we said, why is it that grazing along the road is not an aveda? Ha roa ben akramim havi aveda. But if it's grazing in the vineyards, it is an aveda. Bavedas karka, because we're afraid that it's going to damage the karka. Ki katani rotsa ben akramim havi aveda. When it's running amongst the vineyards, it is an aveda. It itself is ha roa ben akramim. Lo havei aveda, but grazing in the krum is not an aveda. That's bavei das gufa. Deratza ben akramim miskava. Because if it's running in the vineyards, it's going to get damaged. Veroa ben akramim, but if it's just grazing in the krumim, lo miskava, it's not going to get damaged. We're only worried about damage of the ground happening there. Ask the Gemara, really? Veroa ben akramim? Wait a second. But wait a second. So why are you telling me it's not an aveda when it's grazing in the krumim? Granted, it's not going to get damaged, but what about the ground? Why aren't you worried about the ground? The roa ben akramim, we were medayik from the seifa that grazing in the vineyards is not an aveda. Granted, nihita lo miskava, granted, it itself is not going to get damaged, but it's going to damage the ground. Why aren't we worried about that? Why doesn't the Mishnah tell me that? Tepa glemishum avedas karka. Answers the Gemara, bidikusi. No, maybe the ground is owned by a non-Jew, and therefore you're not mechuyev to return the ground to the non-Jew. Says the Gemara, v'tei b'klei mishum avedas gufa. But the dilma katlula, well, if it's a non-Jew who owns the ground, if he sees a Jewish cow grazing in his vineyard, he's going to kill the cow. So maybe you should save the cow, not because the cow is going to get damaged by the vineyard, it's going to get damaged by the non-Jewish property owner. Answers the Gemara, ba'asa demasa v'hadak tali. We're talking about a place that first they warn you, the non-Jew is going to warn you, get the cow out of there, and he only kills it afterwards. So since he hadn't warned, we're not worried about that they're going to kill it. Says Gemara, how do you know he didn't warn? He has no idea whose cow it is. The Duma Asuba, maybe they already warned. He warned everybody around, to whoever's cow this is, I'm about to kill it. How do you know he didn't warn him yet? Says Gemara, E Asuba, Velo is Daruba. If this non-Jew warned the owner not to let his cow graze in his field, and the guy just ignored him and allowed the cow to go there, vada aveda midasi. Well, then it's his problem. Like, why are you letting your cow graze in somebody else's field? That's like an aveda midasi. If the guy says, if your animal comes into my field, I'm going to kill it, and then you let it go into the field, well, then you deserve to lose it. It's considered to be as if it's totally gone. And by the way, there is a machlokas we've shown him in such a case where the guy warned, don't let anybody in my thing, and you just let your cow off and go graze there. Is somebody else allowed now to take the cow? Because it's like you are aveda midas. The Rambam says, no, you're not allowed to take it for yourself, even though you don't have to return it because it's an aveda midas, but you're not allowed to take it for yourself. However, the Torah disagrees. The Torah says, once it's an aveda midas, you're allowed to take it. The Torah says, you're allowed to take it to yourself. It's like it's hefker. However, some of the Achronim write, even according to the Torah, that it's Hefker, in the case of the Gemara, it's us to take it, because they're talking about that the guy who finds it doesn't know if they warned the owner or not. However, he's not obligated to return it, because if they didn't warn him, if they didn't warn the owner, they're not going to kill it. And if they did warn it, it's an Aved Midas. So either way, he doesn't have to return it, but he's not allowed to take it to himself, because maybe they didn't warn him, and the owner has no idea that it's even there. Okay. Let's continue. Hechazira ubarcha, hechazira ubarcha. Even four or five times, if you return the animal to its owner, and then he let it go out again, he lost it again. Then you returned it again, and he lost it again. Even four or five times, you have to keep giving it back. You have to keep returning it. Amalei Rabban L'Rava. Now, the whole next Amud is going to be discussing double languages all over the Torah. What do they mean? What do we learn from the double languages? One of the rabbis asked Rava, how do you know from the word, the Mishnah said, Hashav Tishivim, the double language, Hashav Tishivim means you have to keep doing it. Two times, three times, five times, 10 times, 20 times, as many times as that, you have to keep doing it. So one of the rabbis asked Rava, how do you know the words Hashav Tishivim mean that? Ema Hashav Chadazimna, maybe Hashav means once, Tishivim Trezimne. So Tishivei means you got to do it twice. How do you got to do it 4, 5, 10, 20, 30 times? Amalei, Hashav afim ein pamav mashma. No. Rava answered back to him. The word Hashav means keep giving it back, even 100 times. Hashav afim ein pamav mashma. Hashav means even 100 times. Apparently, philologically, that's what the word means. The word means keep on returning it. The Rambam Perush Mishnah says the word Hashav is a root word that means, whether it means return it once or just keep returning it. The definition of the word is that. That's what the Gemara is assuming. The word means even 100 times. Tishiveim means something totally different. Tishiveim means ainli ela labeso. Maybe you have to return it to the house of the guy who lost it. Leginaso lucharvaso minai. What about if he has a garden or he has a burnt out house he doesn't live in? He doesn't know about it. Tamalomer tishiveim kol makom. Says Gemara, really? You're allowed to return it to the guy's burnt out house, his churva, or his garden, even if he doesn't know about it? Says Gemara, hey Kidami, what's the case? Idementera. If it's a place that the animal will be protected there, pshita. Obviously, you can give it vidalo mintra, amai. If it's not going to be a safe place, then how come it's okay to return it there? Answer the Gemara la'olam demintra, really, it is a place that it's safe. V'ha'kamash v'olam delobin das bailam. It's safe there, but the chiddush is you don't have to tell the guy. Uchad Rabbi Lazar. Da'amar ha'kol tzrikin das bailam. If you're a ganav, or a gazlan, or a shomer that's returning an object, you have to tell the owner you're returning it. However, chutz me'ashavas aveda. Special din where you're doing the guy a favor, ashavas aveda. So even if you don't tell him, shator ribsa ashavas harbe, hashev tishiveim, we learn, even if he does not know about it. The language of the Rambam in Gzeil of Aveda and the Tor in Choshen Mishnah Reish Samach Zayin implies that lechatchila, even a hashavas aveda, lechatchila you should return to the house, but b'di'eved, if you returned it to his garden, that's good enough. And the Taz understood what's the pshat. What's the pshat in the Rambam? Why did he end the Tor? The Taz understood that they understood the Gemara. Ribsa Torah Shavas Harbe. Tishiveim is like b'di'eved. It counts b'di'eved, tishiveim. But lechatchila, it's hashev. Lechatchila, it's to the house. Lechatchila, it's got to be where the Baalim know about it. But b'di'eved, if you could only return it to his garden, that's good enough. Hopefully he'll figure it out. Let's continue. Now we're going to go through. So this was number one, right? Hashev tishiveim. Let's see how many double languages does the Gemara analyze here? Let's see. Hashev tishiveim, even 100 times, and even to the gina. Number two, shaleach tishalach es ha'em, London School of Jewish Song. Shaleach tishalach. So, we know you got to send, you're not allowed to take the kids, the eggs, the babies, the chicks, while the mom is there. Send the mom away. Right, I never understood this, right? It's lo sikacha em al abanim. Lo sikacha em al abanim. It sounds like it's saying don't take the mommy, right? But that's not what it means. Lo sikacha em al abanim means lo sikacha banim while the aim is on the banim. Never understood that, but okay, I don't know why it didn't just say lo sikach habanim, but okay, but that's what it means. If you want to take the kids, don't take the kids while the mom is on the kids. Shaleach tishalach esa ema sabanim tikach loch. Ema, so shaleach tishalach, ema shaleach chada zimna, tishalach tre zimne. So wait, so let's say you send the mother away and you're all ready to take the kids and the mom comes back. So then you send the mother away again, you're all ready to take the kids. The mom comes back. So maybe shaleach tishalach twice. Shaleach tishalach, ema shaleach hazimna tishalach trei zimne. Amalei. So the same chacham asked Rava this, right? It's the same chacham we had before. Amalei humer abanu l'Rava. So he asked the same kasha that he asked about hoshev tishivim. He asked about shaleach tishalach. Amalei, Rava says, no. Shaleach v'imei upam masha. The word shaleach means even 100 times you got to send it away. Tishalach, ein li el dvar harishus. Let's say you need the bird for a mitzvah. You need the little chicks for taharas mitzora. Minayin, how do you know? Even in such a case, sorry, you can't just take the birds. You gotta, you know, you might, you would have said, "Asay docha, asay docha, asay." No, Maybe the aseh of Tzipori Mitzora should push away the aseh of sending away the mother bird. Tamalomar tishalach mikomako. So that's why I have a special pasuk. Tishalach, even though you would say that the aseh of sending away the mother bird, I'm sorry, the aseh of bringing a carbon for Tzipori Mitzora, for Taharas Mitzora, that aseh is, you would think it's docha, the aseh and the los aseh, of shaleach tishalach aseh and lo sikach em alabanim. Right, so what's the havamina to say that the aseh should be docha, the los aseh and the aseh? So the svara to say that if I'm taking it for a dvar mitzvah, I would not be chayv in shiloach hakein. The Gemara states in Maseches Chulin on Daf Kuf Memal Famidal that if not for the special pasuk shaleach to shalach, I might have thought that the aseh of taharas mitzvah should push away the aseh of shiloach hakein. Even though usually we would say ein aseh doche los aseh vaaseh, but here the aseh of taharas mitzvah is a very strong aseh. It's so powerful. Why? Because of shalom bias. Because when a guy is a mitzora, he's not allowed to have relations with his wife. And for shalom bias, we would say, aseh is docha los aseh vaaseh. Kamash malon, the Gemara says, no, shaleach to shalach, it's not docha. Let's continue. Amalei humi derabban l'rava, question number 3. The Torah says, hocheach tochiach es amisecha. If you see your friend doing something wrong, you got to tell him not to do it. Hocheach tochiach. Ve'ima hocheach chadazim, tochiach trezimna, right? He's going to go to this treif restaurant. You say to him, no, you can't go. You see him going again. No, you can't go. Okay, maybe 2 times. That's it. Amalei no. Hocheach afil mea pam mashma. The word hocheach means even 100 times. Tochiach. Ein li ela harav la talmid. A Rebbe can give tochacha to a talmid. How do you know that a talmid is supposed to give tochacha to a Rebbe? Whoa. Talmud l'rav minayin, Talmud lomar, hocheach tochiach mikomakom. If a Talmud knows that his Rebbe is doing something wrong, the Talmud should rebuke the Rebbe. The Ritva writes over here on this Gemara that if a student is rebuking his Rebbe, he has to do it in a manner of kavod. Namely, like it says in Maseches Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, he should say, Rebbe, didn't you teach us that it's usur to eat treif? How can you be going to McDonald's? You can't say, you idiot, don't go to McDonald's, chas v'shalom. You can't say it like that to your Rebbe. You have to say, Rebbe, maybe you didn't realize, but this te'udat heksher, this te'udah is not a good te'udat heksher. It doesn't have the vad. It has a different heksher, so it's not a good heksher.
Rabbeinu, this is what Abaye used to say to Rav Yosef, ad amrit nihalo. Rabbeinu, we said that.
Right, didn't you teach us? Didn't you teach us? Right, you have to say it in a respectful way. Also, when you're rebuking your parents, you have to do the same kind of a thing. Azov ta'azov imo, number 4. He asked him another question. Oh, now we're going to get into prika and te'ina. Prika is, if an animal is buckling under a heavy load, you help the owner unload it. Te'ina is, if everything fell off, you're going to help the loader, the owner load it. So prika is unloading, and te'ina is loading. One of the key points is that prika, there's an issue of tzar bal chayim. It's going to be today and tomorrow's daf. And prika is also, the guy's going to lose money because if you don't help the animal get rid of this stuff from its back, it's going to make the animal very, very weak. So the owner's going to lose money. This chisaron kiss. Let's see. Azov ta'azov imo. Ein li ela ba'alav imo. I only know if the owner is helping. K'she'ein ba'alav imo. Minai, and how do you know if the owner's not helping that you still have to help? Tamalomer azov tazov mikomakom. We're going to see that we don't hold this way. We hold no, it's only where it's imo. But at this point, the Gemara is saying azov tazov, double language, even if the owner is not helping, still you have to do it. That's by prika, which is unloading. And that pasuk is in Parshas Mishpatim. Loading is in Parshas Kiseitze. Lo sires chamar chil osir osam v'dam v'diz ha'kem takim imo. Ein li ela ba'alav imo. It's only if the owner helps you. Kish ein ba'alav imo minayim. Tamalomar ha'kem takim mikomako. Says the Gemara, V'lama leila michtav prika, v'lama leila michtav te'ina. Machlokas Rashi Tosas, how to learn this line. Rashi says, what it means is, why does it have to tell me the din of unloading, I'm sorry, the din of unloading, prika, and the din of loading? Why do I need two psukim in the Torah? I mean, if you're mechuyev to help unload, shouldn't you also be mechuyev to help load? Like, what's the difference? That's the way Rashi learns the kasha. Tosas has different pshat. Take a look at the second Tosas on the page. Lamali with the rachman of prika, ain lefarish lamali, the cause of kule kra, the prika, ode te'ina, dim kain, hechikamar iashmin etina, the bischar, hamash lakama, the te'ina lo havi bischar, elmijim denichta of prika, va'o de lo shaycha, hachtichus elakaman. So Tosas doesn't like that because he says it's not going to make sense with the Gemara we're going to see later on. We'll see the Gemara in a minute. Elagish Loma. No, it means Lamali the Kazakhman Yitur Demarbinan Ain Balavi Mo Paprika. Lamali Kazabatina. Why do I need to know that you gotta do it even if the owner doesn't help? Why do I need a special pasuk to teach me even if the owner doesn't help by unloading as well as by loading? That's Tosas. Says the Gemara Lamali with the Prika of Lamali Kazav Tina Tsriche. We need both psukim. I mean, Rashi makes much more sense in the words, right? Tzricha, we need both. Dikas rachmana prika. If the Torah only told me that there's a chiyuv to unload, by unloading, the animal's like buckling under this. Tzar balichaim, the Gemara is going to say, it's probably doraisa. We'll say, I have a whole discussion whether the tzar balichaim is doraisa. Vika chisar and kiss also, your animal's getting damaged by buckling under this heavy load. But by loading it, there's no tzar b'alechaim. If anything, it's the other way around, right? There's no tzar b'alechaim. You're actually causing more pain to the animal, and there's no loss of money. So therefore, ema lo. If you didn't have two psukim, you might have thought there's no obligation to do it. The only obligation is by prika because there's tzar b'alechaim. But here there is Yehuda, no. Now, the Rishona, the Riffa points out, even though there's not a lot of Tzar Ba'al Chaim, there is a little bit of Tzar Ba'al Chaim, even by loading it. If one guy is going to load the animal without your help, he's going to cause more pain to the animal. We'll see this in the Gemara later on. Keep this in the back of your head. That by Prika and Tina, there is some Tzar to the Behemoth. So says the Riffa. And the Chidushim HaMiyuchasim to the Ritva says that the tzar is that it's standing there doing nothing and not even eating. Says the Gemara, V'iyashmin and Te'ina, if the Torah only talked about loading, Mishum de'beschar, because the halacha is, you're only obligated to load if the guy is going to pay you to help load. You have to de'beschar. Aval Prika, we're going to learn later on how we know that. I will prika de bechinam, but unloading, which you're obligated to do for free, aim a low. Maybe you're not obligated. Sricha. That's why you need both. Says what will Rabbi Shimon dama aftina bechinam that actually you have to do both of them even for no money. Michael and Mayma, well, why do you need both? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon lo mesayim ekrei. According to Rabbi Shimon, you could read either pasuk to mean either one. So if you just had one, you would never know which one you're mechuyev to do. So you can't say you're going to learn one from the other because the Torah only, if it only had one of them, you wouldn't know which one it is. So that's why you need two of them to teach me that you're obligated to do both things. Says the Gemara, Lama li l'michtav hani tarte, v'lama li l'michtav aveda. Now, why did Torah have to say prika and tina? And also, I mean, if I have to save a guy's ox from being, or save a guy's donkey from being, killed by the packages, I have to help him load it up. So, you know, isn't that the same as Hashavas Aveda? Why do I need the same thing by Aveda? Says the Gemara, Srichi, you need both. Because Rachman Hani Tarti, if you only had prika and tina, Mishum Ditsara Demara Isa. There's pain to the owner, vitzara didaisa, and there's pain to the animal. So it is where you see. This is where the Ritva brought a raya that you see that even by prika and tina, there's some pain to the animal. Tzara didaisa zadeisa, aval aveda. Tzara demarisa, it's the pain of the guy who lost the aveda. But the Aveda itself is not having any pain. Aim alo. If you wouldn't have had a pasuk, maybe you're not obligated to return it. The owner is not there. The owner is right there. He could hire people. Aim alo. Maybe let him hire people. Maybe you're not obligated to do it. Sricha, that's why you need both. Number five. Well, I guess if you count Prika and Tina, so it's sort of number six. Number six. Mos Yumas Hamake. Right? A Rotseach. A killer. If you kill somebody, you're chayev death by the sword. Saif. But most Yumas Hamake Rotseachu. Ain li ela b'misak suvabo. Maybe you only get death from the sword. Let's say the guy is on a boat. You can't get him in the sword. He's running. He's on a speedboat. You can shoot him with an arrow. You could kill him with anything. Tamalomar, mos yumas, mikomako. Hake sake by Yerani Dachas, which is a city that most of the people over Avodah Zarah, number seven. Hake sake, ainli ela bakak suvabed. What do you kill the Irini Dachas, the city that the majority worship the Avodah Zarah? What do you kill them with? The sword, Saif. Menayin Shem Yato Yochol. Lamitzim Makok Subed. Let's say you can't kill him with the sword. Shatarai Shalakosim Chalakos Shato Yochol. Kill him any way you can. Tavad Lomar. Hakei Sake Mikomakom. Any way that you can. Toysus and Makos writes, Chayve Misos and Gol Adam, they could only be killed with one of the four Misos Bezdin. Oh, it could be any Misa, I'm sorry. Not just one of the four Misas Bezdin. However, other Chayvim Misas, we don't have a Pasuk, so you can only use one of the four Misas Bezdin if you can't kill them with the regular one. That's Toysus and Makos and Daf Beis. Let's continue. Hashev Tashiv, number eight. Returning a Mashkon, collateral. Hashev Tashiv. If you take somebody's pajamas as collateral for a loan, you got to give it to him before the night. Ainli ela mishkano shemishkano brishos bezdin. Mishkano shlo brishos bezdin. Let's say you took it on your own. Minayin hayno, you got to return for the night. Tamalom hashev tashiv mikomagol. Chavol tachbol, that's where you take a collateral of the guy's day clothing. Chavol ainli ela kishemishkano brishos bezdin. Mishkano shlo brishos minayin, that you got to return before the day. Tamalom chavol tachbol mikomagol. Why didn't you need two? Says the Gemara, Chad Luxus Yom, one is for the day Ksus, Chavol Tachbo, the Chad Luxus Laila, and one is for the night garment. You might have thought that one is more important than the other. Number 10. When you give tzedakah, Pasoach Tiftach is Yad Chalo, Ein Li Ela L'Aniye Ircha. You only have to give tzedakah to the poor people of your town. You got to give tzedakah even to the poor people of the town. That's number 10. Number 11, also by tzedakah. Nason titain lo. Ainli ela matana meruba. That's only if you're wealthy, you can give a lot of money. Matana meruba, how do you know if you're a poor person? You're also mechayev to give tzedakah, even if you're a poor person. Minayin, tamalomar, nason titain, mikol makom. Even if you're poor. Rabbeinu Yonason, quoted in the Shittim Mekubetzes, says this pasuk comes teaching that even an ani is chayav tzedakah. Others say no. It means if the person only needs a small gift, you're obligated to give it to them. You might have thought it's not such a big deal. Let him go without it. Kamashlon, you got to give it to him. Number 12. When you're freeing your Eved Ivri, Hanek Tanik Lo. Give him a gift on the way out. Ain Liela Shinasparka Baisu Glow. Maybe only if he was a good worker. He caused you to make a lot of money, so you give him a good gift on the way out. Ain Liela Shinasparka Baisu Glow Manikin. Lonus Parka Baisu Glow Minayan. How do you know if he was a bad worker and actually he made you lose money? You still got to give him a gift. Tamalomar. Hanek Tanik Mikom Makom. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, if he didn't do a good job, then you don't give him a gift. So according to him, what's it coming to include? Hanik tanik lamali, dibra Torah kol shebnei adam. You're right. There's nothing to learn out of it. The Torah is just speaking. Hanik tanik is just a way. Sometimes people have a flowery language that they talk this way. Havet tavitenu. You should lend a poor person money. Number 13. Lend him money. De machsora sheyechsalo. Ein liela she'ein lo v'nerotzalos parnes. This is only talking about a guy who doesn't have money, but he doesn't want to take a gift. So lend him. Amar Rachmana tein lo derech halva. Yesh lo v'nerotzalos parnes. This guy has plenty of money, but he doesn't want to use it, and he's sitting there dying of starvation because he's such a miser, he refuses to spend his money. How do you know you got to lend him too? Tavaloma tavitenu mikol mako. Got to lend him also. Wow. Why is that? So the Rishonim say, Ein lecha ani gadol mizeh. There's no poor person who's greater than an idiot who wants to kill himself rather than spend his money. That's what you and I would have said. Rav Shimon says, no. The guy's got plenty of money. You're not mechuyev to give money. He's an idiot. He's not spending money. It's his problem. There's nothing to learn out of it. Let's say the guy is a diamond cutter, and for him to return your lost object, he's going to lose $1,000, and the lost object is only worth $20. So he can't say, I get $1,000. He could say, give me the amount of money that I would be willing to take to not be a diamond cutter for an hour, and instead I'll be an Aveda returner. So how much I get for that? Tana, we learned that the Bible said, Kapol Bato. Like a guy who's, you know, around the office pouring coffee. My Kapol Bato, I'm Rabbi. Kapol Bato shall also malacha de Bato Mina. In other words, how much would a person be willing to take to do a much lighter work than he usually does, a much less pressured work? He's doing a very light job. So how much would a person normally get paid to do such a light job? Im yesh bezdin, masdevin. But if there's a bezdin there, you can make a tanai and say, I'm only returning this large object if I get all my money. The Gemara tells a story about this. Issur v'Rav Safra of Iska Badi Adadi. These two rabbis, Issur and Rav Safra, they went into business together. They bought some merchandise and they were going to sell it. Azal Rav Safra Polagle, below Daiti to Issur. Rav Safra took his chelik of the merchandise without telling Issur. Ba'abi Beitre did it in front of two witnesses. Also Lakame, the Rabbi Baravuna. Amale, Zil Isi Tlasa, the Palagas Kamai. Rabbi Baravuna, the judge, said to him, you didn't do it right. You got to bring three people. Inami or Tre Migo Tlasa, two people that saw you do it in front of three. The Inami, Tre Sahade, the Palagas Ba'abi Beitlasa. Or two witnesses that saw you split it in front of three. Meaning the first one was two of the three that you split it among them. And they'll testify that they were three. Or two witnesses who saw you do it in front of three. Amale, minalacha. How do you know I need three? He said, what, you don't know the Mishnah? Amale, what do you mean? We just had the Mishnah. This not. Im yesham bezdin. Master b'fneim, ein sham bezdin, b'fneim miyasa shalo kodem. Too bad. If there's no bezdin, then you don't get the money. Amale, Rav Safra said back to the rabbi, how could you compare that case to my case? There you're returning a lost object. Midami, hasam, demapik mamona mehayu mosav lahai. Yeah, be'inan bezdin. There I'm asking you to pay me $1,000 for my time to return your object, I'm taking money away from you. Avalhacha dida shakel. I'm taking my own money. I'm just splitting my own partnership. I'm not taking money away from you. I'm taking my own money. Gili milsabamu v'trei sagile. And Rav Safra said, I'll prove to you that I'm right. Teda disnan. There's a Mishnah Ksubas. Almana that gets money from nichsei yisomim mocheres shelo b'fnei bezdin. She could sell the property for her food, even not in front of bezdin. Abai says, not a good riot. Amalei Abai, v'lav mi et ma'ala. No, but it was something that was said in that Mishnah. Amar of Yosef, Amar of Nachman, Almona ain't a tzricha bezin shel mumchin, aval tzricha bezin shel adyotos. No, she does need a bezin. She may not need mumchin, but she needs adyotos. So to over here, you need a bezin. So you have no raya that even when someone is taking something that's coming to them, still, you need a bezin. Rabosai, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful night. Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. is the vote. I would have liked a little bit more sleep, but okay. I got to do what everybody else wants. 7 a.m. is the vote. If people will come, I'll wake up. Sleep, you know, we'll all sleep in the next world. Everyone should have a great night.